Hey, my name's Frank Lordy.
And my name's Chris White.
And welcome to the Revelations Radio Network. This show, as of now, has no name. And we're going to be asking people to submit names for us to potentially use. And we'll get to that later on in the show. But for now, I guess we should just get started. So, Chris, what have you been working on lately?
Well, you know, this week I've been preparing for a few different interviews, one of them with Barry Chamish, I guess, I don't know how you pronounce it. I've listened to a lot of his interviews, and he's yet to correct anybody when they pronounce his name in all manners of different ways, so I don't know which one it is, but anyway, so I've got a lot of stuff about that and the weird misinformation, disinformation about Israel I've been thinking about, and also some stuff about just Bible prophecy in general. Has been a lot of stuff there, and also some stuff about Jordan Maxwell. Just been those three things have been a lot of stuff going on with that. So that, and then the Zeitgeist stuff. I know all kinds of stuff's always going on with that. A lot of new comments and stuff going on as usual. But I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of that this week too.
Oh yeah, Well, not really an hour goes by where I don't get some kind of email. Either someone's posted a comment, posted a response, posted a comment on the on my channel, or just contacted me through there. It's just really a lightning rod for pissed off people.
Right. And I think the Zeitgeist Challenge thing is getting more hits, it seems like, all the time. I keep looking at that board and the Zeitgeist people are the ones definitely checking it out. You can see by the, what is it, the poll that you've got on there, which is a really good poll, by the way, but, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it cracks me up when I go, every so often someone will post on, you know, right on the YouTube thing, has anyone taken up the challenge, you know, whatever, and I'm always like, oh, I have to go and look at the board, because I haven't looked in a week, and inevitably, I go and I look at the message board to see if anyone's posted anything, and there's, you know, another 200 page views or whatever on some post with insults and expletives, but there's no one posting anything outside of, well, basically, we just believe Zeitgeist and you people are a bunch of idiot Christians, and why don't you prove Jesus?
Yeah, that's the one. I think I've talked to that guy too. But you know, one thing that I was thinking that we could probably do is have some of them on the show, because I used to ask them all the time when, you know, if somebody would when I'd get the stray emailer or commenter or whatever that would engage in some discussion about it, and you know, you could tell that they really did believe it, so it was hard to actually be, you know, any, you know, hard on them, but at the same time, it's not hard to not be hard on. It's actually, it's something. Anyway, my point is that it was always something to kind of dangle in front of their faces. Why don't you come on the show and talk about it? You know, if you're so sure, why don't you come on the show and tell everybody how stupid I am, you know, and we'll talk about it. And it's always like a trump card, but I think that there's some people out there that would do it. And I think it would be it'd make for good radio.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Plus, you know, I'm just curious as to what exactly they, or why exactly they believe what they believe. If it's just what it seems like to me, that they just hate Christianity so much they're willing to believe anything that shoots it down, or if they actually have something, some you know, reasonable explanation as to what they believe, and they just don't want to take the time to post it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be a good idea.
And yeah, for that matter, we could Acharya S on, you know, like see if she'd be willing to come on and just like really be after her and ask her, you know, and just because I would really like to hear what she's got to say to some of the questions I'd like to ask her, you know.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I mean, I'm on her mailing list. I've forwarded you some of her stuff before. And one of the things she said was that all these people want to debunk her, but nobody wants to debate her. Nobody wants to, you know, actually have the discussion with her. So, yeah, that's probably worth exploring too.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'm sure there's lots of stuff out there about that issue that, that need to be, you know, people need to be, you know, have a forum and, you know, called out and the rest of it, whatever it ends up being.
Yeah.
So what about you? What's been going on, with your week? What have you been thinking about and all that?
I posted a lot of stuff up on Salvation Revelation earlier in the week, and I wrote this big piece thing about Rush Limbaugh and that Operation Chaos thing he was doing. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I really wanted to get something cohesive up there with a lot of links and stuff so people could kind of go through it without it just sounding like a ramble and whatnot. But I don't know. I'm really torn. This election is, it may just turn my stomach completely for a plethora of reasons, but I'm still, yeah, I have this ongoing bet with my girlfriend that Obama's going to blow it and Hillary's going to still pull it out. And, I don't know. I think she's finally starting to get nervous now. I don't really care one way or another. I'm just really tired of the whole thing. I listen to so much talk radio and this and that because I'm just bored of music and stuff, and I really don't think I can stomach too much more of this election, and it's still like, what, 9 or 10 months away.
That's what I think that they're intending to do. That I can't remember where it was that I heard that, but you know, just to bait, it was some kind of Masonic prophecy, maybe it was Albert Pike thing, you know, to get him so to detest it so much, and that will, basically bring in one of the reasons for the need for the world government and everything else.
Yeah, I totally think that's what a huge part of this is, and I mentioned some of that when I was talking about the Star Wars stuff, that I just think they want us to see the corruption. It's meant to, you know, just jump out at us that we're being screwed from all angles. And, we should just hate this government and crumble it up and throw it away and start over with something new. And,
I actually called into a radio show today on the We the People radio network and called because of that issue, more or less, because they were talking about, it from the, quote, the patriot viewpoint, basically, about the comments about Iran and with Hillary and George Bush and, you know, all the comments about supporting Israel and all the rest of it. And the context of the conversation was basically, you know, the non-interventionalist, you know, policy, which is I'm all about, you know. And but when you have a president that they're intending us to hate, you know, intending us to get super, super mad at. Well, anyway, my point in calling him was to basically say that the idea that he's not, I don't know, I said this better in the radio thing, but basically that it's a big psyop. I mean, that sure, we all know that he's not a Christian. I mean, that he's not really a backslidden Christian. I mean, his, you know, dad, head of the CIA, and the skull and bones, and laying in the coffin, and we all know about Bohemian Grove. I mean, the guy is definitely lying about being a Christian. And in the same way about lying about being a Christian, he's also lying about supporting Israel. And the same way that he says, you know, we're going to build a fence, and then on the other hand, actually does everything to not build a fence, that's the same principle. And the whole truth movement is getting fed one particular lie that they agree about him being a Christian and supporting Israel and thinking that it's real about that and that issue. Then, oh yes, let's believe the UN and the Council on Foreign Relations and every news outlet in the world and the BBC. And, you know, for some reason, every patriot and truther toes the line, the UN line, when it comes to that. But in reality, it's not that way. I mean, these people hate the Jewish people, and they're funding their enemies to the teeth, and it's all a big psyop, and we're intended to get mad and all this jazz. Anyway, so I guess that sort of pertained.
Yeah. Did you see that the article with that guy from the UN that wants an investigation into 9/11?
Nope.
I don't remember what the guy's exact title was. I think, don't quote me on this, but I believe it had something to do with Israel. And he's basically, I think it was on one of Alex Jones's websites that I found the link to it, but he basically said that he believes or is led to believe that the neocons had something to do with 9/11 and that it should be investigated by the United Nations. And I just don't know what the movement would feel about that. You know, then do you just run to the UN like with open arms? Oh, thank you. You're going to, you know, you'll reveal it all to us.
I heard a good explanation about that. I think is even if it's not true, it's helpful to understand the concept. And that is the whoever it was explained that, you know, it's easy to fall into the trap of the New World Order is all powerful. It knows everything and has done it all, you know, and that keeps us from pursuing something like that, like saying the entire UN is bad and corrupted and everything else, when in fact there probably are actual good elements inside and other places or whatever. I mean, I find that hard to believe, but yes, there is probably an organization of inquiry and a particular, I don't know what you'd call it, whatever they're calling for, investigation that could be independent and actually get something done. But I always, you know, I go back to what you say on your podcast a lot, is that, you know, you expect a lot of this stuff to come out, the 9/11 whatever and all that jazz to come out and to use it as some kind of fuel to help us abandon government, et cetera, et cetera. But I always see that as, I mean, that's such a really tough card to play. I mean, when you game plan that out, it doesn't, I mean, that breeds so much mistrust for the news media, for one thing, that they, I don't think that they could do it, because that makes the news media out and out liars, and then, but they still will need them in any case. You know, they're not going to go away. So it would be such a dangerous card to pull the 9/11 was an inside job for the Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, you could be right. But, I wish I could even just, like, really put my finger on why I think that so much. It's just, for some reason, something tweaked inside of me that just really makes me think that that's going to come out. And that a good deal of all this stuff is just gonna come out, and that's just all gonna play into just tossing the old carcass of the United States into the, you know, into the Atlantic or the Pacific or something and starting over. Not that, you know, I was listening to what's his name? Visigoth?
Yeah. Yeah, I love him.
I never listened to him until Gordon Comstock told me to check him out. So I started listening to him, and the maybe the second to last episode that he did that's up on iTunes right now, which is great. I mean, he was talking about, you know, Israel not really being Israel as, you know, it is in the Bible, and what is the United States? You know, have we just been totally duped right from the beginning about what the United States is and what the role of the United States is and a lot of stuff? And just, I don't know, man. I feel like most of the time I'm together, and then I have these moments where I just feel like I woke up in a parallel reality where totally everything that I thought I knew is just completely like a total lie. And it's, I don't know, everybody like goes and runs to the Matrix. Oh, the Matrix is, I don't know. I tend to think that, and this again, I think this plays into it, movies like the Matrix and V for Vendetta and all these flicks are part of waking people up to what's going on in order to make them want to get rid of the form of government that we have now, just to see the corruption and to see how much they've been manipulated. And really, in a lot of ways, it, especially with the Matrix, it really kind of detracts from Christianity.
Right. I think more, I could see it more hijacking a natural urge, you know. It was going to happen anyway, so they're just guiding it, you know. They're making it go their way. And like, I see what you're saying is probably going to happen, especially in throwing George Bush and the, quote, neocons to the sacrificial flame, you know. I can see he's definitely getting set up to burn, and it's going to be burned in the "this is what religion does to the world" kind of situation. And it's going to be, it might be a 9/11 situation, like, definitely, it'll be a war crimes thing for sure, and, you know, this is all that stuff. But, and I could see I mean, even if we're going just right off the World War III model of Albert Pike, at the end of, you know, I could see at the end of that war, I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. Everybody's supposed to be so sick. This is what religion got us. You know, let's try it a new way. And, you know, if, you know, as we've talked about, you know, before on our shows, I mean, if there was some sort of false alien element that basically agreed with George Bush being bad, you know, these are the people that we've come to stop because it's the end of an age and you guys are ready for blah, 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 blah. And these are the and by saying here is the guy that these are the kinds of people that are a cancer to you and your society, what they're in effect saying is Christians, because they've said Christians, George Bush is a Christian. Remember, he is for Israel. They're doing all this because they want to protect Israel, when really the New World Order just wants their ass in Israel and they want those holy sites. It's not, and that's not about anything else, about Christianity or anything else. It's just a big, when I think about it, I think it's so heavy and so smart that it's almost too big for anybody to get, especially when we're all so prideful thinking that we've figured them all out. And just because we've used the information that they've told us with their agents, in my opinion, and we're all so prideful thinking, oh, we've got the New World Order figured out, when, you know, there's a lot more to this story.
Absolutely, and I think that's a huge part of it. It all plays into pride, and it plays. I mean, you just look at it like the average 9/11 truther, right? They think they know something that, for whatever reason, nobody else knows, and it just kind of goes right into that like hidden knowledge thing again, where they are like enlightened beyond everybody else. They've figured something out that no one else is, for whatever reason, their parents can't understand, their siblings, loved ones, whatever. It's so clear to them, but no one else seems to be able to grasp it. And I don't know. There's just so much indoctrination and like just sleight of hand. I don't even know how I got to where I am right now, but there's just so, it's so layered. There's so many different layers of this that it almost seems like it would be impossible for anyone to actually set it up, let alone even understand that the whole machination of the thing.
Right, and like the zeitgeist people, that's what they're doing at their Christmas parties. My parents don't understand. And then when they do talk, they're like, you know, you guys didn't even, this is about Horus and Jesus. And, you know, it's like, I mean, they really are really prideful in what they think that they know. And that's, I mean, I guess that's, it's presented in such a way that it's fact, and it does shatter your entire reason for being, you know? It takes all the possibility out of life. I mean, not just, maybe not Zeitgeist. I think Zeitgeist leaves kind of a new agey, you know, kind of concept in there. But, you know, like something like Sitchin, I mean, man, that's so mundane that, you know, aliens came here and genetically modified apes for slaves, and here we are. And that's what we're here. There's no mystery. We're just remnants of, you know, modified slave apes. And then it's like, well, you know, what what's going to go on? I mean, then you don't care anymore. And you're like, so the only thing you got left is pride in that particular, you know, knowledge. And then I guess you easily slides into New Age there thereafter, though, because then you're all like, well, the innate power of humanity, you know, is awesome, and we just got to learn a few tricks, and we can have all these neat powers that nobody told us about because they're big meanies, and they didn't want us to do awesome magic tricks. So,
yeah, they just wanted to control us.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing, control, it just drives me nuts. I mean, when you look at Christianity, when you look in the Bible at what it was to be a Christian, these people were pretty much withdrawn in their own little subculture. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were leaders. They weren't out like with this huge agenda outside of just spreading the word and loving one another and, you know, functioning as an extension of their savior here on earth, just trying to get the message out. And we're brainwashed by this whole concept of these people that are actually using Christianity to control and manipulate people. I mean, whether it's George Bush or Pat Robertson or whoever, I mean, they actually are doing it.
Right.
And so when these people claim, well, that's what Christianity is, Yeah, that's what these people who claim to be Christians are. That's exactly what they're doing. And I don't know, for whatever reason, that's another thing that took a long time for me to just to have it click in my brain. Okay, well, yeah, you're right. There are people doing that. I don't know why I didn't see that my entire life. I've had so many problems with the church and whatnot from the time I was a little kid. Why didn't I just, you know, and it's got to be so easy for people just to fall into that and say, holy cow, you know, they're totally right. This is, it's probably all made up, and these people are just using this just to tell us, oh, no, don't live your life like that. Don't have, you need to suffer, and you need to do as we tell you to do, and it's all about just giving us earthly reward and taking it from you. So you tie in the New Age stuff with that, and yeah, then you have your magic tricks and your special power, your X-Men powers when you bring in the transgenic stuff. This world is just going in very weird directions.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I guess speaking of that, what's been going on? I look to you for my news. Has anything like crazy been happening in the news world?
The latest thing that I came across was, and you probably saw this for whatever reason. I guess I just missed it, but they're either erecting or have erected a temple replica right opposite of the Western Wall in Israel. And it's in a museum, but it's an actual replica of the temple. And seems like no one knew this was being built. No one knew anything about it, but it's, I don't know. I'd really like to see pictures of it or something. I've only found one article about it, but quite interesting.
What is it, like life size?
I believe so. There's an amphitheater, and there's some kind of...
An amphitheater?
Yeah.
In the temple?
I don't know if it's in the temple. I think it's in this museum where the temple is.
That'd be great, you know, like in the Holy of Holies, and they'd have like some JBLs and like, you know, surround sound, yeah. And whatever, yeah.
Yeah, there's a... What was I? It was either 3D video or holographic video in there. No joke, like in this thing. But what else did you see? You saw the thing about the Phoenix Lights and the lights in...
Yeah, I did see that. I didn't see what... I mean, I guess that's all I needed to see, really.
Some guy claimed that he did it. He launched these lantern things with balloons up into the sky. They were tied together. So I don't know. I watched a lot of videos of that, and that's just like crazy. I never even heard of such a thing. That they're like sky lanterns or something they're called. Actually, it looks pretty cool. I guess it's probably some occultic oriental based thing. But I mean, they just launch. Typically, they have like these ceremony things, and you can watch these videos of them just launching like hundreds of these things up into the sky.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I've seen those videos. But but you watched the video and it was obviously that dude.
I don't know if it was obviously that dude. His neighbor said that he saw him. This guy's not named. He doesn't want to be named. And they said that this person who's his next door neighbor saw him doing it. So maybe.
Well, you know, I do think that I don't have any problem with it being real, especially being in Phoenix. And I have no clue why, like the same thing with the Stephenville UFO. It's all on the 33rd parallel. What's the deal with that? Or the Roswell stuff, the Phoenix stuff, San Diego, all these different ones are in the 33rd parallel. And the one in Florida, the St. Augustine, is really, really, really close. But
yeah, I figured that. I figured it was. Yeah, I don't know. It could be real. It could just be someone just making stuff up to... You know, not have people. I mean, you already had the governor of Arizona already lying about the first time the Phoenix Light things happened. He already, you know, lied and then admitted that he lied about it and said, yeah, I saw UFOs. So who knows?
Well, see, I think that kind of stuff is a silo. I think they obviously float stories that are intended to be picked apart as obviously fraudulent. You know, it's part of the deal, you know, like, okay, now you put out this story that's going to be totally debunked because it's the most ridiculously stupid thing. I mean, it's not even that heady. It's really like Idiocracy kind of psyop, you know, like, and then like, I figured it out, you know, he was lying. It's like, well, I mean, obvious. Now we have to figure out, I mean, really, if we're thinking about it, we got to understand, we got to figure out why they floated the obvious story. And, you know, then you got Nelson Rockefeller behind the, what is it, the disclosure, you know. He's really knocking at the door in government, fighting for the American people. You know, I mean, what's the deal with this? I mean, they're trying to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And whether or not there's something that's real or whether or not it's something that will turn out to be a government operation and like another black ops thing that, you know, shows up, I'm totally convinced something is going to happen at some point where people are going to be presented with these things. And I, when I started the show, if I heard someone say that, I would have been like, you are nuts. You are out of your mind. And now I'm just totally, and maybe I just went off the wall or something, but like Humpty Dumpty, but I just am totally convinced they're going to try something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I say it to my friends a lot, and, you know, after, you know, trying to wake some of them up, and I hate to bring it up, but at the same time, I feel, and I know it, like, immediately discredits everything else I just said, but at the same time, I can't not say it, because if I don't, if they don't have it in their head, the seed planted that somebody told me this before it happened, then they'll immediately believe the PSYOP, because I think it's going to be really good.
Yep. So, and just what's that movie? The Expelled movie, the intelligent design flick.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't say enough how much intelligent design makes me sick. It nobody, you know, Christians just don't understand that as you you just kind of compromise away your beliefs, that you open the door for someone to then say, oh, so all along you've really believed this. It's just like, just like with Sitchin or something, you know. Oh, well, yeah, we were, he believes in intelligent design, obviously, you know. You have to stand up for your principles. You can't just, oh yeah, we all just want to get along, we want them to teach something that we, you know, we kind of support in school. So outside of evolution, the next best thing is that just something somewhere that we believe to be God created us. I don't know. It really bothers me. Maybe it shouldn't, but it really.
No, it's true. I believe that's how they're going to get the scientific, the quasi scientists, the news media scientists, and everybody else, and the professors. That's how they're going to get them on board. I mean, because I know it's unpopular, but, you know, Darwinistic evolution is out. I mean, science is dynamic by its nature. It will change things. It is unreasonable to assume that we have everything in nature figured out completely right now. It will change. Our concepts will change. And that is one of the things that is very clearly on the cusp of changing. So they need a place for it to go. They need somewhere to go. It has to go to intelligent design. DNA and the things that we've done with that have just proven that there's not really any other explanation. There's not enough time to go from the chimpanzees in Western Africa to the hominids and all that stuff. I mean, the evolutionists will argue blue in the face to it, but they just can't argue big issues. They got to argue small issues and talk about, you know, crossing T's and stuff, because the macro issues they lose every single time, which is unfortunate, because that's the whole premise here. I mean, there's no reason to cross T's and dot I's if there's no reasonable reason to assume that we should even go down that road in the first place as a reasonable possibility to explain these events. But anyway, that's a little rant, but I read that article cool you wrote about that. Actually, it was today, and I was really, really excited about that. I didn't ever see that before, but you were right on and all that stuff.
Yeah, it just, you know, you look at a guy like Ben Stein. Does that really seem like a very wise thing to make a video about, to make a movie about, and put it in theaters? Yeah, because you're going to get so many people, so many Christians out there that just, I support this. I'm going to go and I'm going to dump my money on this. It just further indoctrinates them. And, oh, yeah, intelligent design. Oh, forget creationism. Forget God. Forget Genesis. Intelligent design. It's also simply summed up into little letters in ID. You know, I don't know. I didn't want to get, I could just rant for like 4 hours on it, but I think I did that to my mother the other night when she was like, oh, I'm going to go see that Expelled movie. I just like went off. She's just like sitting there and didn't say a word for like 20 minutes. And then she's like, I'm going to go now.
Did you ever do like a whole lot of research into the technical stuff about intelligent design? Were you ever interested in all that?
I'm interested in it, but I actually have not ever really looked beyond. My girlfriend talks to me a lot about evolution and stuff and like what she was taught in school, but I've never really gone down the intelligent design path.
It's just interesting arguments, you know, when you really get somebody that's really studying the other end, and it's just, it's always fun. Well, not fun. It's like a course in brainwashing on both sides. I mean, everybody has preconceived notions, but you know, I don't know. It's interesting. So I don't know. I'm with you. I think we probably just let that one die for now.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. Oh yeah. So anyway, I'm going to go on this show. A really good guy. I've been talking to him a lot lately. I know he's a really good guy, and he did this. Or I don't know, but he did this documentary on Jordan Maxwell, and he went to his house for like, you know, in LA for a week, and he's almost done with it. I think he's putting out trailers of the movie right now. And you know, he's not. I know you saw it. Is the forum posts to your movie, and I spread them around everywhere and whatnot.
Yep.
So yeah, he obviously, you know, is concerned about my and your allegations. I guess you could say they're allegations, but they're really not. I mean, they're just facts. You know, I mean, it's not like
his own words. It's his own words.
Exactly.
Well, people, I mean, talking to Sitchin, yeah, they're sons of God, they're Nephilim, whatever. You got, you know, oh, I agree. And then he's telling you point blank, oh, well, someone's got a rule, and I'm going to serve. No problem there.
I mean, the problem I think I have with that and with pretty much everything New Age and occult and everything is the fact that everybody just assume, everybody admits, first of all, that these things are real, that they don't understand, you know, that they seem to kind of understand that they're kind of not the main things, they're just entities that are, they don't really understand the nature of them, they have a lot of misinformation, different things, even conflicting stories and doublethink within their own minds about what they are. But they are real enough, and just about every side agrees on it, both ends, but nobody has any info on them, no data, you know, no reason to think they're telling the truth. I mean, it's just like, yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just these things have been caught in lies. You know, that if they are, you know, these super intelligent beings, how can you just catch them lying? You know, like if they're automatically writing A Course in Miracles and stuff, and they're misquoting Jesus. You know, I mean, what the hell? I mean, especially is like my whole point is like, what? I mean, why do they even care about what we think about Jesus in the first place? I mean, what is the deal? And once you start to really understand what, you know, the rule system that they operate on, how they get footholds into this dimension and what gets them out of the dimension, it all becomes instantly crystal clear why they are trying very desperately to discredit Jesus. Very specifically, Jesus is who they are after in this discrediting campaign. And Zeitgeist did not attack any other movies. I mean, any other religions. Necessarily, but it was obvious. But anyway, that's a ramble.
Right. Well, I mean, just the simple, you know, did it really, did they really get caught lying about Jesus, or is the Bible just wrong? And they were there and like experienced it, and they have the real truth, you know, like the missing truth about Jesus. I mean, there's so much crap. I mean, what's her name? Anne Rice, just writing a book about like or a series of books about like the missing years of Jesus. And I'm not even going to go there, but I could only imagine what that's going to be like. And she's re-exploring her Catholic roots. I mean, this is Interview with a Vampire, Anne Rice, in case people don't know who I'm talking about.
Right.
Some other guy, the guy that did, was it Basic Instinct? I think it was Basic Instinct and a bunch of other movies, maybe like Starship Troopers or something, is putting together a movie about Jesus where Mary was raped by a Roman soldier. And that's how he came about. And he was on some council of people that went into the Gospels and voted on each thing that Jesus did and each everything that he said. and they voted on whether or not these things were actually said or whether or not they believe they could have been done or whatnot. And something like 16% accuracy. This group of 30 people or 300 people or whatever sat down and went through. I'm just like, what is this crap? I mean, it was on Drudge Report yesterday.
Like, right.
This is,
what?
And I just... Why is this even news, you know?
Or what qualifies to get on, like, the Discovery Channel or the History Channel or the Sci-Fi Channel nowadays, and that guy's, like, the narrator, like, you know, such an accusatory tone, like, everybody knows that Jesus was a bunch of, a myth, you know? It didn't really exist. I mean, it's so obvious that they are just, I mean, it's coming from all angles that they just really, I mean, I was listening, I said this on the podcast today that I put out, but it's just so obvious when you really start investigating who it is. I mean, there's a lot of fronts that they have infiltrated just about every group of influence that's influencing right now. But when you really start kicking down some doors and seeing who's behind there, you're going to find, as Alex Jones says, devil worshippers every time. They're behind everything. I mean, our battle with the NWO is essentially battle with Satan worshippers. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. You know, we are battling very serious devil worshippers, leaders of covens of covens. That's a 12, and covens of covens of covens. I mean, they're just huge hierarchies of Satan worship, and they are susceptible to the authority of Christ. They really are. They are deathly afraid of Christians knowing, first of all, that they have the authority, and then being bold enough to use it. That is not acceptable. I mean, because they have built this empire on these principalities that we don't even believe exist, that operate as fluidly. The more doors that we open, the more fluidly they operate in our lives and move us like a hive towards the New World Order system. The New World Order is these entities, and they are scared of Jesus. It all comes down to that. And so, I mean, it's really not, it's not very hard to figure out, you know, what's going on once you plug in that very simple paradigm. You can believe that Jesus was a myth, but you do have to completely disregard actual history. And, you know as well as I that, you know, I mean, history is written by the victor most of the time, but it's, you know, nobody used to argue Jesus's existence. That should be the best argument for his existence, that for the past, 1800 years, everybody was arguing, he didn't rise from the dead. The disciples stole the body from his tomb. You know, they had every argument in the book except he didn't exist. Nobody would have ever thought of saying he didn't exist, in the same way that I wouldn't try to actually convince anybody right now that Ben Franklin didn't exist, you know, because his glasses in some museum somewhere, and it's not been 1200 years since then, but 1200 years from now I could be like, yeah, Ben Franklin, he was just a symbol of America and it never really existed, and, you know, blah blah blah. Anyway,
well, I think you would have a hard time convincing me that Ben Franklin wasn't just a Satanist.
Well, he was that too, but you know,
to manipulate that to make him a folk hero and everything, and a symbol of patriotism.
Right.
Got skeletons buried in your basement, and you're running off and partaking in orgies and every other thing. You don't need to go there, but
right. Yeah, I was in New York when I went. I was in this cab, and I had the cab stop because of that church that I guess he, I don't know if he was whatever there, did some kind of ritual. I don't know. It was on the plaque or whatever. But man, that was the scariest looking devil worshiping church I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that thing was awful. It was real close to the towers. It was like maybe just a few blocks from the towers. It was some kind of like, I think it was the, what they said, the only building that survived the something blankety blank one super catastrophe. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find out what that is.
Yeah, it was some church. I don't know. It's probably got a name.
That's crazy. I mean, I remember just hearing, I don't know, maybe like 5 years ago or so, about the bodies that were in his basement. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard that.
They like exhumed it and they were like, oh, what is this? Oh, there's a skeleton, whatever. And then I started like really learning about this, you know, the crap that he was involved with. And I just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
I know. One thing I was wanting to ask you about is the Pope situation. I was laughing in your last podcast when you were talking about, oh, you know, you were good. You didn't need him invoking Mary, you know, to, I forget what he was wanting her to come and do, but.
Protect us all. She's got to protect us.
But,
no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that is one scary looking dude, you know, if he's going to invoke Mary, you know, and like turn around and do a few turnarounds and blow some smoke and whatever, I don't know, man, I'd be all right, you know, I'm with you too, I'm right there, we'll be leaving then, it's like, hey, you want to leave, get some coffee or something, yeah, let's get out of here.
It was like, from the minute they announced he was going to be the Pope, I started, you know, it was like, my girlfriend was over that night and we were joking around and I'm like, I started doing this voice like this really bad Italian accent saying like I'm the evil Pope and all this stuff whenever they'd have him talking in Italian or whatever language he was talking in. And I just kept saying, I'm the evil Pope. I'm like, and then I find out, okay, he was a Nazi, huh? Maybe this guy is an evil Pope. I mean, it just, I don't understand. And then
he was the head of the Inquisition office. Yeah. I'm sure you heard all that stuff.
Yeah. But a little another aside on Catholicism, exactly what you were talking about before, where no one wants us to know what kind of authority we actually have through the blood of Christ. But I mean, just the whole idea of the exorcists. Oh, we have to bring in and train all these exorcists. And I had this book. It was written by actually someone that was cited recently. They were talking about Rome becoming like the satanic capital of the world and like all these just an influx of Satanism in Rome right now. And this guy's last name is like Amorth or something. And he was like the chief exorcist or whatnot. And they just don't want anyone to know that you don't need an exorcist. You don't need to go to the Catholic Church to cast out a demon. You know, you as you are saved by, you know, the blood of Christ, you were given that authority to do that, to go out and cast out devils. And it just, again, you have to be like afraid of this. You have to bow to the authority of the Catholic Church and hope that they actually send someone to help you should you encounter something that you realize is, you know, supernatural in nature. It's just more of that, just taking the authority away from the Christian, away from the follower of Christ, and giving it to someone else, you know, where you have to bow to them in order to get help.
Yep. Man, it made me think of just now, like, in other countries, you know, we tend to think of, like, oh, these guys are talking about people being possessed and everything else like that. And in America, it's just as real. It's just more veiled. It's actually a system. We're a very technologically advanced system in that regard, and it's veiled by a system of control with it, but to make it not so obvious. But in other countries like India and stuff, I remember it was just the other day I was listening to somebody from India talking about that it is that Satan in that country is like a roaring lion. You know, when this was a Russ Dizdar thing that sat in with Russ Dizdar on, or maybe this is a different guy, I think, that sat in with an exorcist and just said it was so obvious there. Everybody had, you know, elements of it there. It was a part of life, but here it's just more veiled, but as strong and just as strong. It really changes your whole outlook just knowing that you have that authority and knowing that you really, really do. I mean, I think that it's the most dangerous message that somebody could say. And I think it makes people like us the most dangerous people talking, you know. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was walking and thinking about a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I feel like it's possible that people like me and you have been appointed to have like basically a desk job in this army, you know, in serving God. We kind of probably more or less have a desk job. It's probably going to be a real one, you know, but there's so many people that have lived and died that have been so much better than me, you know, whatever that means, but so much better and more humble and loving of God than I will ever be. And those people had such a rough go of it, you know, a horrible, bloody death and fought for little and toiled their whole life. But yet probably had a more joyful life in a lot of respects too. But what I guess I'm saying is that, you know, I guess I got to take this desk job and play it as hard and as well as we can, because for our other brothers that have other jobs that aren't so easy. You know, it's like in the Army, you get lucky if you get like appointed to some job that you know you'll never see combat. And I'm not saying we'll never see combat. I mean, right now we're on the front lines of it because so few people even understand and can see past the stuff going on here. I mean, it's a lot. It's PSYOP on top of PSYOP, and it's directed directly towards those that think they have it figured out. And right now we're on the cutting edge, but in the future, you know, hopefully, you know, we can sit back and let, you know, I don't know how to wrap that up.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. And hopefully, yeah, hopefully as things unwind, as things unfold, more people are, you know, either not going to need us to be, you know, screaming about this stuff and it'll just be more obvious, or what we've already presented in whatever way will trickle out and, you know, still be doing something somewhere. But yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever comes. But I think you're right. I think we really do have like little compartmental desk jobs where we just kind of sit here and file things and talk about things and leave notes. And yeah, you know, it's not like really being on a front line, but at the same time it is, especially when everyone, especially Christian, seems to have huge problems with at least what I'm doing. So
I know. And I think that it's so sometimes you know, I know that what you do is harder than what I do because you get it from both sides a lot more than I probably do. You know, I don't hear it as much from the church, you know, so much. You know, I do hear a lot, most of my emails probably are, I guess, but you know, I know that you get that a lot more, and I know it's a really good calling. I mean, this is something that, I mean, you were born to do, you know? I mean, and everything on your life, on the way up to being who you are, and every experience and everything you learned and everything else was to be doing what we're doing. So, I mean, we just gotta, you know, we can't, you know, back down when the going gets tough. So, I mean, I'm really encouraged by the whole idea that, you know, if God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, that's just it. I mean, right there. I mean, if God's got a plan, then I don't care what it is that he told me to do. It doesn't make any sense, but, you know, what, he's God, you know. Who am I to question what he can and can't protect me from? So I say just full steam ahead.
Yep, absolutely. And it is really that simple. And I don't know. I get different people perceive what I do and what we do and what everybody on the network does very differently. And, you know, I talk a big game a lot, you know, but I make it clear as much as I can that I speculate an awful lot. And I just kind of try to lay things out there in such a way that this could happen, and this, if it happens, doesn't necessarily have to be what it seems to be, and just try to catch people up with technology and catch people up with, you know, what their religion really should be about, what their walk with Christ should really be about. And it's not about all these things, and it's not about all of these different, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is, but it's just people of authority, you know, authority figures, and listening to what they say and whatnot. And I don't ever mean to come across like condescending, or, you know, I know more than you know, or I just want people to go out and look into stuff for themselves. And I, specifically Christians, open your Bible, read, you know, really focus on what Jesus was saying, really focus on what the actual texts say. And as long as people do that, and as long as people keep an eye on, you know, what's really going on in the world and their thinking, then I consider everything that I've done and every screw up that I've managed to accomplish throughout my entire life that's gotten me to this point to be just a complete success because it's just that simple. Please, I'm begging people, literally begging people, do some research specifically in your Bible and let the Holy Spirit fill you with the truth, because it's the only way you're ever going to be able to discern deception from reality. And, you know, as much as I speculate and whatnot, I do feel like I'm prepared. At least I like to think that I'm prepared for whatever's going to be launched. I know what to expect. I don't necessarily know all of the details, you know, but I just know that something's going to happen that is not going to appear to be what it actually is. And it's going to be meant to psyop you and psyop me. And, you know, as just really it targeted at Christians, at those that love Jesus Christ above and the Jews, you know, above all else, it's going to be Christians and Jews that are targeted. So, you know, I don't know. I don't even know why I said that, but
no, it's good. It's good. And it's a good segue. Actually, I guess we're probably creeping up on an hour here. Is that about 58 minutes here? So, I was just thinking, you know, some of the things that we could probably do in the future. I mean, I don't know if this would be an hour, but we probably might as well wrap it up in an hour in this first one anyway, because we don't have any guests or callers. But some, I think in the future, if when we start doing this live, if we ended up doing it live, or we just keep it in a podcast, whatever, but we can probably start using Skype and different chat rooms and stuff. So it would be, that would be a good thing. And also, you know, I don't know. I'm really excited about getting guests on and talking with them with you. It's going to be fun to have that that backup, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely 110%. And it's something that, you know, I told you before, and you know, it's really kind of an exciting thing, and it's something that probably is going to push us a little bit and challenge us a little bit, and hopefully that's, you know, that's going to be a good thing and a blessing. And it'll be really nice to have the opportunity, if we ever can, you know, get calls coming in, or at least have some kind of chat rapport with people, to actually be interacting with our, you know, with our audiences somewhat, at least in that way.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I guess we need to plug anything or do anything before we sign out of here.
Yeah. We don't have a name for the show yet. We don't have any idea what to call the show. So if you have any suggestions, you can email me. My name is Frank, and my email is revelationspcast@aol.com. Or?
Well, yeah, you can email me at chris@conspiracyclose.com.
And, you know, the sky's the limit. Whatever you want to suggest as far as a name, we're listening, so...
Yeah, right on. And also probably the Zeitgeist Challenge promotion thing. If you feel strongly about the Zeitgeist Challenge thing, you can go to the Zeitgeist Challenge website and go to the banners section and put it on your MySpace page or maybe your website or whatever, and it would really help promote the idea, because that movie is sweeping the nation, and it's just a small counter to that massive deception that's creating a lot of rejection towards God.
Right. All right. So I guess we'll wrap it up there, and hopefully we'll be back again very soon. And why don't you say goodbye and close it out?
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned, and I wish I knew where to tell you to send to a website to go to, but I'm sure we'll get all that figured out. So take it easy, and we'll see you next time. Later.